Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Right now, we're about to celebrate, not really, but yeah, we're about to celebrate God's goodness over the last year of COVID. Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying God has been so good to us. We're about coming up on March, which would be a one-year anniversary of when COVID actually hit the U.S. last year in March, about the middle of the month. Everything began to close down, social distancing, wearing masks, life changed, routine disrupted, everything changed. And so I'm celebrating the fact, not of all the hardship, not of all the bad things, not of all, I'm celebrating God's been faithful, and God's been good, and God's been great, and God is for us. And as we enter now into a second year of the season that none of us liked, none of us wanted, none of us knew it was coming, but as we celebrate or go into the second year of COVID, celebrating God's faithfulness in the midst of all that's going on, as we go into the second year, I want to make sure you're stronger than ever before. I want to make sure that you're armed and equipped and that you and I are going to go to a new level spiritually, that we won't be the same as we were the last year, but we're going to take from this last year things that we can grow from, we can get closer to God through, that we've evaluated, that we've searched our heart, that we've been open to God, that we're letting God speak to us, direct us, and lead and guide us. So I want to talk to you tonight. Get a notepad, get something, the iPad, something you can take notes with. And I want to give you 7 things that we must do daily to become spiritually strong. 7 things, it's on the board for us, to do daily. Everybody say daily. 7 things to do daily. Now, these are you have to do daily to become spiritually strong. Somebody said, only the strong will survive. I think it's so important that you and I know that now is the time to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Now, like no other time, is the time to be spiritually fit, and spiritually strong. So I want to give you 7 things. You know, you can go on the internet, and you can find out they have all these kind of different blogs and all different kinds of YouTube videos about movers and shakers. 3 things champions do before breakfast. 7 things winners do before 6 a.m. It's all on the internet. So that's where I got the idea. Well, if the world, the natural, carnal man, says you got to do so many things every morning to be successful that day, then let's liken that into spiritually being fit and strong. 7 things we must do daily to be spiritually strong. So let's go into our Bible, the book of Psalm, chapter 5. Guys, you'll have it on the screen for us. Psalm 5 and verse 3. And we're going to start right here. The psalmist says, my voice will you hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. Let's break this verse down. Let's pull some truth out. My voice will you hear in the morning. Pastor, I'm not a morning person. Well, you're going to have to get to be. You're going to have to make some adjustments, make some changes. How we start our day determines our day. And I know a lot of people, I've heard them say, Pastor, I wasn't a morning person, but now during COVID, I'm a morning person. Pastor, I really didn't have a routine before, but now I've got a routine. I know I need one. So I want to encourage you that if you're not a morning person, ask God to help you to become a morning person. Because how you start your day determines your day. And the psalmist said, you will hear my voice, not somebody else's voice, but my voice, personal, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. So notice that you and I are to start our morning with prayer. We're to start our morning with a routine, with a ritual, with a process, intentional, on purpose. We don't just get up and just start our day, you know, haphazardly, bumping around till we get our coffee. No, we should be very intentional on how we start our day if we want to be spiritually strong that day. My voice shall you hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayers unto thee. So we're praying unto God. And look at this, and I will look up. That's huge. Looking up there speaks of an attitude, a positive faith attitude. We're going to be up in a down world. We're going to have a positive attitude when surrounded by negativity. So notice how I start my day determines my attitude for the day. How I start my day determines the attitude I will have for that day. And you and I need to be positive. We need to have the right perspective, and we need the presence of God. Three words, letter P. We need to have the right perspective. We need to have the power of God and the presence of God. We need to have the peace of God. We need to have a positive attitude. We need to be looking up. Jesus said, as you see all the things that we're seeing, he said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. We shouldn't be crying chicken little. We shouldn't be looking at the negative. We should be focusing on what God's word says and align our life, our emotions, our attitudes, and responses to the word of God. Align our emotions with the word of God. Align our confession with the word of God. Align our desires, dreams, and visions, goals with the word of God. So he said, in the morning. So if you're not a morning person, ask God to help you to become one. In the morning, God, you're going to hear my voice. I will direct target praying. We call it target praying. I'll direct my prayer intentionally, on purpose. I've thought about, I've prepared my prayer before I pray it. I'll direct my prayer unto thee, and then I will look up. Let's all say that together, look up. Everybody at home, a care group leader, small group leader, watch party leader, family friend, sit with me, look up. It's important you look up or you'll miss opportunities. You'll miss opportunities. We'll miss open doors. We'll miss the leading of the Lord. We need to train ourselves how to start our day so we can be spiritually strong. And one of the things is you start your day in the morning in prayer. And that will affect your attitude, and you will begin to look up. That's huge. So number one, seven things to do to be spiritually strong daily. Spend time with God in the morning. Spend time with God in the morning. Now, God is a personal God, and if you don't know him, I want to lead you to him tonight before we leave. But God's a personal God. He deals with all of us differently. And so you can't really copy someone else's. But let me just give you for an example. Right now, in this season of my life, you know, spend time with God in the morning. Like I told you today, it started for me at 2 a.m. But normally, I'll get awake about 4:30 every morning. And I'll lay in bed. And before I ever get out of bed, I'll begin to worship the Lord, begin to thank the Lord for right now. This is what I'm doing, thanking God for his loving kindness. You see, Pastor, where do you get that? The psalmist said, in the morning, his mercy is new. And at night, it says, before you go to bed, you're to review his faithfulness. So I'm just laying there thanking God. God, thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for letting it be my bodyguard today. Thank you that I'm surrounded with your favor, your protection. And I just before I ever get out of bed, I just praise God, worship God, and right there in my bed. And then, you know, that could last for a little bit or a long time. I just want to be led. Just want to spend time with God before I get out of bed. Just want to start my day. I want to direct my prayer so I can look up, be looking up, have a positive attitude, help people, be an impact, leave a legacy, make a difference, stand out, do something great for God. Not be negative like the masses, but be positive. Look up. All right, so I'll do that. And then right now, because seasons change and routine changes. So then what I'll do is I'll go turn the coffee pot on, okay? Every night before I get it all ready. So in the morning, all I got to do is punch the thing for the coffee. And then I'll go in and I'll take a shower. All right. And so as I'm taking my shower, I'm worshiping the Lord. And I got the Bible going on, the 1-year Bible on YouVision. What a blessed tool it is. And so I got the Bible going now while I'm taking my shower. The Bible's blasting in the bathroom. The coffee's percolating in the, some of you don't know what that means, in the kitchen. And I'm worshiping the Lord in the shower, especially on cold mornings like this. I spend a little extra time in a hot shower. And then, once I get out of the shower, I get dressed, I go out in the garage, and I get my dog. And I say, good morning, I really do, hand on the Bible. I say, good morning, Anna, Jesus is Lord. Anna, Jesus is Lord. Anna, I talk to my dog, and I tell her Jesus is Lord over our family. And I'm making declarations to my wonderful, wonderful blessing, Anna, Princess Anna, my little Dutch shepherd. I let her loose, let her outside, let her go potty. She runs. While she's doing that, then I go into the kitchen. I start making breakfast for me, Pastor Kim, and Princess Anna. Now I'm listening to podcasts or I'm reading my devotionals. I'm doing something. I'm reading my devotionals while I'm cooking. I'm listening to podcasts or I'm listening to praise and worship music. But something's going on. I'm creating the atmosphere where there's a void. The devil will fill it with negativity. So I fill up the morning. I spend time with God in the morning. This is kind of like what I'm doing right now. We all have breakfast. Then praise and worship is going on. The word's going on. I'm reading a devotional. And then Kim and I, we're all done. I put the dishes away. I put the dishes in the dishwasher. I clean the sink. And oh, by the way, I always usually light a candle in the morning while I'm cooking breakfast. I create my own atmosphere. And so when we're all done, I walk our dog one more time, go potty, come back in, grab Pastor Kim, we pray. Make declarations over our family, over the ministry, over you. Praise God. Don't forget, I got you right here in my hand. Don't forget, it's somewhere here. Right here you are. Right here you are on this USB little thing right there. Wow. And so we make declarations over you and our family. And then we get in our trucks and we come to work. That's just our little routine right there before I ever get to the office, before I ever get to church, because my daily routine will determine my future, right? Somebody said, your future, actually it was several guys who have said it, our future is hidden in our daily routine. So that's number one of the seven things to do daily to become spiritually strong, all right? So then number two, I feed my spirit on other sources. I feed my spirit on other sources. So when I get to church, I come to my library and I got a prayer chair where I sit there and I have devotionals book in the books, not on the iPhone, but in the book. I'll have resources there of devotionals or autobiographies of great men and women of God, just some leadership books, whatever, communication, whatever, and I'll begin to spend some time there in my library in the morning. And what is that? Look what Paul told Timothy. The cloak that I left, he said, when you come, bring it with you. Now, remember, Paul's in prison. He says, Timothy, when you come to visit me, bring the coat and the books. Bring the coat and the books. He's in prison. He said, when you come to visit me, bring my clothes, but also bring the books, especially the parchments. So notice, you and I should have other resources that feed us. I'm going to go back to this because I want you to see this. Feed my spirit with other sources. So I've already read my Bible. I read a proverb a day, every day. I try to read some Psalms every day. Proverbs is for, your head, and Psalms is for your heart. If you're having trouble tonight with your emotions, start reading the book of Psalms. But other than that, we still need to read other sources. Like Paul told Timothy, when you come, don't forget the books, other resources. All right? Number three, take time throughout the day for praise pauses. Take time throughout the day for praise pauses. You know, I think sometimes we just need to stop and pause and look at the size of God. In the Bible, when you see the word Selah, that word Selah means stop and pause and ponder on what you just read. Stop and pause and ponder on what you just read. Well, we need to have some Selah time throughout the day. We need to have some pause. Put this on pause. Psalm 119, 164. The psalmist said, seven times a day do I pause and I praise you because of your righteous judgments. How cool is that? Seven times a day do I pause and praise you because of your righteous judgments. Praise releases the presence of God, which releases the anointing of God, which brings freedom and breaks the yoke. Praise inhabits the praises of his people. Praise brings God close. Praise brings God close. Now, I know he's already in us, but in a sense, what happens, it will cause him to manifest on our life. So we stop every day and have some praise pauses. We're looking at seven things we do daily to remain spiritually strong in 2021 as we go into another year of what we've been going through. But I believe this is going to be the most productive year and best year of our life. Seven times a day will I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Then it goes on. Next verse, I'll touch it, 165. Great peace. We're all needing peace, right? Great peace, mega peace. Have they which love the word, and nothing shall offend them. Now, the law there is the Bible for you and me, the scriptures, the B-I-B-L-E, God's word. Notice, you love God's word, you're going to spend time in God's word. You know, when you love somebody, you want to spend time with them. If you don't have a love for this, and I know you do, everybody at Church on the Rock loves the word of God. Everybody at Church on the Rock is having a revival of the Bible. Notice, if you love this book, you're going to spend time in it. You know, when I was dating Kim, I loved Pastor Kim way back in 1972 when we were dating. And you know what? Nobody could keep me away from her. Well, I still love her and still love to be with her even more than then. But the idea is this: if I love the Word, I'm going to spend time in the Word. And guess what? I'm going to be strong and I won't hold on to offenses. I won't hold on to hurts. I won't hold on to people who've hurt me or let me down. I'll let it drop and let it go because I'm spiritually strong. And I'm spiritually strong because I'm doing things each day that make me and keep me strong spiritually. So that was number three, is to stop and have a praise pause every day. Surely the uncompromisingly righteous shall give thanks to your name, and the upright shall dwell in your presence before your very face. When you and I stop and have a praise pause, you and I are getting in God's face. Oh, I love that. In social distancing, we can still get close to God. It says face-to-face encounter by giving thanks and praise to God. Some of you tonight need a face-to-face encounter. I told you before at the beginning of this service, you were going to have an encounter tonight with God like you've never had before. And look at this. Through praise, you can make that happen. All right? Number four, stay full of the Holy Spirit. Seven things to do daily to be spiritually strong. Stay full of the Holy Spirit. And the scripture says, Ephesians 5, verse 18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but ever be filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. Ever be. That means continually being filled daily. It's not a one-time experience. It's every day. Stay full of the Holy Spirit. If I want to be ablaze for God, if I want to be on fire for God, then I want to be full of the Holy Spirit and fire. Amen? So it's so important. Jude, verse 20, over here to the screen. Jude, verse 20, says, but you, beloved, and when you see beloved, he's talking to Christians, build yourself up. Well, remember, we're called to look up, and then when he's called us to build ourselves up. So it's you and I have the responsibility to do this. So he said, build yourself up on your most holy faith, making progress. Wow, this is going to be our most productive year by the grace of God. You and I want you and me to make spiritual progress. I want our church, our ministry, through evangelism and discipleship, revival and awakening, I want us to make spiritual progress. So you'll make progress, you'll rise up like an edifice higher and higher, praying. How do we do it? praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit. And tonight, if you're not Spirit-filled and you're a believer and you want to be Spirit-filled, someone can help you. A host can lead you to someone who can help you. Our prayer line is open. But if we're going to be strong in these trying times, we're going to have to get full and stay full of the Holy Spirit every day. The Bible says in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. The he there is not Jesus. The he there is the Holy Spirit. In the context, he's talking about 1 John chapter 4, evil spirits in the world. But then he says, but there's a greater spirit in you. The greater one, the Holy Spirit. Wow. So you want to spend time fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Spirit, acknowledging the Holy Spirit, yielding to the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, and you and I will remain strong in the midst of the storm and come out on the other side better in Jesus' name. Number 5, of 7 things we do daily to remain spiritually strong in 2021. Spend time with people who will strengthen your soul. Spend time with people who don't siphon you, they don't drain you, but they strengthen your soul. And your soul, I'm referring to, is your emotions. Spend time. Now stop, as I said, this number 5 of the 7 practical principles every day. Let's think about the people who are in your life right now. There are some that are subtracting from you. There are some that are adding to you. There are some that would try to cause division in your life, but there's some who bring multiplication. You and I want to be around people who bring multiplication in our life. They don't subtract from our life, divide our life, or just add to our life. I say it's time to take it up another notch and look for people to add into your life who will strengthen your soul and multiply you. The Proverbs 13, I really like this verse, Proverbs 13:20. He that walketh with wise people, you're going to become much wiser. But a companion, so our companions have a whole lot to do with us reaching our destiny or not, becoming who God wants us to be or not. A companion of fools will be destroyed. So if I want to be wise, walk with those who are wise. If I want to be a fool, hang out with fools. I become like those I'm around. Birds of a feather flock together. As in water, face answereth to water. As in water, face answers to face. So the heart of man to man. What it's basically saying is iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. Relationships. You want to be around people who make you sharper. I remember years ago, a long time ago, I went to Dr. Roy Hicks. He's in heaven now. And I said, Dr. Hicks, who, in your opinion, in our circle, in the body of Christ, is the greatest pastor in America? And I said, I don't want to know who has the largest church or the greatest charisma. I want a real, authentic pastor's pastor. I want to know who, in your opinion, Dr. Roy Hicks, is the greatest pastor in America in our circles. And the word of faith, charismatic, full gospel. He said, John Osteen. I said, okay. So I want it to be the best pastor I could be for you. Still do. But back then I said, you know what? I'm going to believe God that I get to meet him someday. So I went out and I ordered all of his cassette tapes. That tells of a long time ago right there, right? I ordered all of his cassette tapes and all of his books, and I was just listening to them, gathering up, because even though I couldn't spend time with him, I could spend time with him through his cassette tapes and books. And he was strengthening my soul. Sometimes you can't actually be with that person, but you can be with that person through their books or their tapes, CDs, or podcasts. So I'll never forget then, the door opened up one day out of the clear blue, a guy by the name of Jimmy Hester. Some of you know who he is. Jimmy is in heaven. Jimmy Hester, and Jimmy was a pastor in Dallas. He called me up and said, hey, I'm going to see John Osteen today. You want to go tomorrow? It was tomorrow. He called me that day. He said, we're going tomorrow. I said, you bet. Is the Pope Catholic? Yeah, I'm coming. So I immediately got tickets. Next morning, I went with them all, him and other pastors, and we got to be with Pastor John Osteen. That started a lifelong relationship. Why? Because I wanted to hang out with him. I wanted to pick up what I needed from him to make me who God wanted me to be. It's a principle. Find people who are doing what you want to do. And you know what? You need to let them mentor you or coach you. You need to learn from them, spend time with them. Maybe you can't physically, but you can now through technology. Okay? So that's huge. As we're looking at seven things to do daily that will keep us spiritually strong in these trying times. Spend time with people who strengthen your soul. Number six, take time to get quiet every day. Take time. You're going to have to fight for this because of all the channels on television, of the internet, social media. We have more distractions than any other generation. So we're going to have to be diligent. We have to fight for quiet time with the Lord. And we need that. We need that to become spiritually strong. We don't want to be too busy so we don't have time for God. Psalm 46, verse 10, as the team comes out, let be and be still. Let be and be still. And know, recognize, and understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Notice he says, let be. Sounds like the old Beatles song, Let It Be. Let be and be still and know God. Psalm 46, verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, our high tower and stronghold. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. You and I every day need to spend time quietly before the Lord so we can get to know the Lord. Notice he said, be still and know God. There's no knowing God without me being quiet, getting still, opening my heart and my mind through meditating on his word and his promises. The Bible says those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, I like that. So our quiet time daily, our waiting upon the Lord daily is a time of renewing our strength. Also, this is the time that God will show you destiny, dreams, visions, imagination. This is the time you're giving God time to give you an encounter with him. So every day is important that we slow down, get still, acknowledge God, open our heart, be honest, be open, authentic. God, search me. God, talk to me. God, show me. God, guide me. If we're going to be spiritually strong in the storm and the test and the time that we're in, these are seven things to do daily that will make you and keep you spiritually strong. So that's number six of the seven principles. And here you're going to get God's desires. You're going to get his dreams and goals for your life in that quiet time. That's what happened to me. Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. What this simply means is we spend time enjoying being in his presence, enjoying being in his presence. You know, as we spend time waiting upon him, he'll take his desire, his dream, his goal, his destiny, his purpose for our life, drop it in our spirit, and then if we'll cooperate, he'll bring it to pass. Oh, I like that. He'll bring it to pass. It wasn't until I got still. I remember you know the story. It was 1975, and Kim and I had gone to college, and I'd stopped wrestling with the Lord. I was running from God. I was miserable. In the natural, I should have been happy. In the natural, I'd been married 2 years, this beautiful woman. 2 years, I had a brand new Corvette. I had a brand new KZ900 Kawasaki, fastest bike at that time on the road. We were going to build a brand new home. I'm in management where I'm working. I'm getting bonuses every month. I should be happy, and I was miserable. It wasn't until I ran to the altar, actually, and I said, God, not my will, but your will be done. And I surrender it all. I'm miserable. There's no happiness in this. I know there's a call in my life. I don't know what it is. Here's my life. Well, it wasn't until then we sold everything. We went to college. I'm in chapel. I'm in chapel during the week at college, and I'm down front. Chapel service over. Lights were dim, and I'm just being quiet before the Lord. I've worshiped, I've praised, I've done all the above. We've been in chapel, but I got quiet. And I said, God, speak to me. God, just speak to me. And it was then and there, God said, I heard it, not audible, on the inside. I've called you to be a pastor teacher. I got that clarity in a quiet time. So what was I doing? I was enjoying the presence of God. I was delighting myself in the Lord. And he gave and showed me the desire he had for my life. All right. Number seven, last one, daily declarations, confession list. Daily confession list, daily declarations. Make your words work for you, not against you. Make your words work for you, not against you. So here's how this works. Listen very carefully. Faith comes through my ears, but faith is released through my mouth. It's kind of like Alexa. It's kind of like the Apple Pod. You know, you go into your house now, you make a declaration, you activate it with your voice. Well, faith is activated with our voice. Faith is activated with our voice. You got to say it before you're going to see it and seize it. I get faith with my ears. I release faith with my mouth. You need a daily confession, declaration, affirmation list. And what this will do is it will keep you strong in faith, and it will keep you to have a tough mental attitude. You'll be strong emotionally as well. If you want to lose your emotions, say the wrong words. If you want to control your emotions, say the right words that line up with the Word of God. Seven ways, seven things to do daily. Everybody say daily, daily, daily. To keep us spiritually strong in the season we're in.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.